This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, August 2nd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Farm bill cost estimate due. Options to farm bill extension. And tax bill on hold for now. Farm bill cost estimate expected today. The Congressional Budget Office is expected today to issue its full cost estimate for the farm bill approved by the House Ag Committee in May. The CBO score is expected to show that the bill isn't fully paid for, according to a source familiar with the agency's work. CBO won't give House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson the savings estimate he wants for suspending USDA Section 5 spending authority through the Commodity Credit Corporation. That would leave the option of getting Budget Chairman Jody Arrington of Texas to direct CBO to give the score the committee needs. Is there an option to a farm bill extension? Congress is now in recess until the second week of September, with only 3 weeks of legislative action scheduled until after the November 5th election. So time is fast running out to get a farm bill done. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow isn't ready to say whether another extension of the 18 Farm Bill will be needed. There's still a lot of work left to do to get a Farm Bill passed, she told AgriPulse ahead of the recess. She insisted she's still trying to get a bill done, but it's been a disappointingly slow process, she said. Now take note. Leaders of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives say an extension is becoming an unpalatable option for producers as commodity prices continue to decline. At the group's Washington conference yesterday, there was discussion about the possibility of some kind of bridge or supplemental funding to provide income support for growers until a full farm bill can be passed. NCFC President and CEO Chuck Connor told members of the group they need to strategize on what could be passed during the lame duck session. Enacting a comprehensive farm bill this year is a very, very heavy lift and quick becoming not even a credible message at this point. Smith says Republican Congress can pass TPA. Speaking on AgriPulse Newsmakers this week, House Ways and Means Committee member Adrian Smith of Nebraska says he believes a Republican Congress would vote to revive the president's trade promotion authority. Republicans hope to win control of the Senate in November, as well as maintain their hold on the House. Renewing the lapsed TPA or fast-track negotiating authority would allow the president to pursue trade agreements without amendments from Congress and is considered essential to getting new deals done. Smith also says renewing the miscellaneous tariff bill and the general systems of preferences would provide valuable tools to solidify our supply chains. Newsmakers will be available later today at AgriPulse.com. Tax bill will have to wait. The House-passed tax bill remained stalled in the Senate after all but three Republicans voted against taking up the legislation yesterday. Only 48 senators voted to consider the bill, far short of the 60 needed. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, however, has the right to bring the bill up again before the end of the year because he switched his vote to no. Why it matters? Well, in addition to expanding the child tax credit, the bill would restore full bonus depreciation and expand the Section 179 expensing allowance. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Dead zone bigger than usual, NOAA finds. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says this year's dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, which is fed by nutrients that flow down the Mississippi River, is about the size of New Jersey. the 6,705 square mile area of low to no oxygen is the 12th largest recorded in 38 years of measurement, according to NOAA. The average size over the past 5 years is about 4,300 square miles, more than twice the target of the Mississippi River Gulf of Mexico Hypoxia Task Force. That state-federal partnership has set a goal of reducing the five-year average to less than 1,900 square miles by 2035. Family Farm Alliance welcomes USDA Western Water funding. The Family Farm Alliance, which represents irrigators across the West, is applauding USDA's announcement of a new program offering irrigation districts funding to pay producers to cut back on water use. Over half the irrigation districts selected to receive funding belong to the Family Farm Alliance. The funding can be used to pay farmers for irrigation system improvements, crop switches, or other water-reducing actions. Irrigation districts are governed by the farmers and ranchers they serve, said Dan Keppen, the group's executive director. Putting those districts in the driver's seat to work with USDA will in turn allow the districts to work with their producers to determine the best specific strategies for water conservation. Senate would give $30 million more than House to wage an hour division. A Senate spending bill that advanced through the committee yesterday would boost spending for the Labor Department's wage and hour division by $7.5 million in fiscal 2025. The Senate Appropriations Committee bill would give the division $267.5 million, well above the $235 million approved by the House Appropriations Committee in July. The division's duties include enforcing laws to protect farm workers. The funding for the wage and hour division is just one of many differences between the two bills, which also fund the Department of Health and Human Services and Department of Education. The top line number for the Senate bill is $231.4 billion. The House number, $185.8. Here's today's final word. When we go to the Hill with members of Congress, they have told us up to this point, they're not feeling that much pressure to pass a farm bill this time around. They don't feel like there will be any cost at the ballot box right now to do nothing on the farm bill. Vet Chuck Connor, President and CEO of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, at the group's Washington conference yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, August 2nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.